Well, this is a pretty good beer. Right now I'm drinking, what is this called? It's called Flipping Tables. And this beer is by, this isn't like some beer promotion, by the way. I decided to have a beer today. So, I figured why not make a podcast slash live stream slash YouTube video about beer and eye floaters. And if I think that it affects my eyes in any way, and honestly, I think that drinking any kind of alcohol after a while can probably damage your eyes because alcohol gets filtered through the liver, right? So you probably want to drink in moderation. You don't want to be like an alcoholic full on. Now, I know that some parts of the world, it might be a little different, like in Ireland or Slovakia. I learned something interesting. So some of you might know this, but I do Uber in Las Vegas, and I started another channel, by the way. It's called Super Driver James. So if you look up Super Driver James, you can find my driver channel where I'm talking about things that are rideshare related, like Uber and Lyft and things like that. But on that channel, I also do live streams, by the way. But I met somebody from Slovakia, and this person told me that if you were to have a beer from America in another country like Slovakia, that like they would feel like disrespected. Like, how dare you give me one of these beers? If you're in here, by the way, press the like button because that sends more notifications to the other subscribers on the channel. And by the way, so you all know what fine beverage I'm having right now, I'm drinking Flipping Tables by LCB Brewing. It's called local craft beer from Tehachapi, California. And it's pretty good. It's an IPA. It has quite a high percentage of alcohol. I think the people of Slovakia would probably like this beer. So if you're from Slovakia and you're looking for some good beer, there's some good craft breweries out in California. But anyways, back to what I was saying here. If you got like a drinking problem and you're always pounding on your liver with alcohol, it's probably not really good for your eye floaters. And I would probably chill out a little bit. Myself, I've had eye floaters for 3 years now, and I have to say that I might have a beer or two, maybe every other week. I do enjoy a nice, refreshing beer. Oops, hit the mic with the beer. Let me put it down for a second. I do enjoy a nice cold beer, cold beverage, or even a cocktail once in a while. But the truth is, if I drink too much, like if I have three or four, five even, because you know how it goes. You always tell people, oh, I'm going to have one. And then next thing you know, you have like four or five. The truth is, the next day, your body's going to be feeling really exhausted. And you're probably going to see a lot of eye floaters on those days because your eyes are more heavy and your eyes are more strained. If you got a pounding headache, your eyes are going to feel strained and you're going to probably more than likely see more eye floaters. Now, I'm sure a lot of people could probably relate with that. And I mean, it's kind of common sense, honestly. The more you strain your eyes, the more you're going to see eye floaters, if you see them at all. More than likely, with the way the world is going, more than likely, everyone is going to probably see eye floaters with all of this technology that we're using. I mean, it only makes sense. By the way, if you're in here, press the like button that sends notifications out to others and lets them know that the live stream is happening right now. I know we're kind of a smaller channel at the moment, but you never know. We might be at thousands of subscribers pretty soon, and we might all be able to vibe out and talk about things we do to help with the eye floaters and things like that. But what I was saying so that, you know, if you're following along, if you drink too much alcohol, beer, or anything like that, more than likely it's going to put more of a strain on your eyes. Cheers. I'm going to take a little sip of my LCB Brewery Flipping Tables beer. Like I said, I might have one or two every once in a while just to kind of get that nice refreshing taste, but I do try to stay away from drinking too much because I don't want to see too many eye floaters. Some of the things that I do if I'm having beer and I'm out in the daylight and I'm drinking, I do like to have my prescription glasses. Hold on one second. I talk about these a lot, but I want to give you all a visual. Pretty cool, right? Yeah. I know. These are awesome. These are prescription and they're polarized with glare protection and all those cool things. Yeah, man. So you might just want to, you know, take it easy if you're drinking a little bit and you have eye floaters. And not to mention, the more sleep and more rest you give your body, that's always good, I think, for all conditions. So if you're just pounding away at your body all the time, drinking or doing whatever it is you're doing, putting more and more strain on your body, it could cause a lot of issues. Look, I'm no doctor or nothing like that, so I don't want people to think that like I'm giving them like official physician advice or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, common sense is common sense. We definitely got to give our body good rest, and we got to do things that energize our body and make us feel good. Now, you know, I'm not necessarily like Mr. Number one health guy in the world or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I try to do what I can to make sure that I'm helping my body. And as somebody who, you know, experienced eye floaters or still experiences eye floaters, you know, I try to do the things that help with that as well. I don't let them really like take over my life like I used to, because before I didn't really want to go outside or nothing like that. I talk about that a lot, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. But before I was like letting it control my life. Now that I don't, you know, I don't think about it as much, but I do subconsciously want to do the things that better my health all around and definitely better my vision. I mean, the eyes, I mean, this is what we look around with. This is what we admire beauty with. This is what we look at our family members with and our loved ones. So taking care of our eyes is important, you know? Let's see, we got somebody saying here, I have so much eye floaters, life is shit. And see, man, let me take a sip. So we just had one of our subscribers chime in and give us a comment. Not sure how to pronounce your name. I'm going to call you Glass for now. Excuse me if, you know, you don't like that. But by the way, I was just talking about Slovakia. Where are you from? Because that name is very, very unique. Okay, so he said, I have so much eye floaters, life is shit. And one of the things that I talk about a lot and is very concerning to me and is actually the number one motivation for me having this page, for me having this podcast, World of Floaters, is that I want to help people. I feel good helping people who are going through this because I myself also experience a deep depression at one point. And so when people tell me things like life is shit, it makes me want to help and just talk with you, because having somebody that you could relate with is one of the number one things that helps me. And I felt like I had nobody to really talk about with this. So I'm here for you, man. I know what you're talking about. I know why you feel like life is shit. It's very hard to deal with that first, but I do want to say that it does get better. Over time, you do get a little more used to them. I still got the floaters, definitely, but I got some methods that I've been trying that have been helping me. And I do a lot of videos about the pineapple theory, and I know you want to know if the pineapple thing works. And honestly, I want to say yes, I believe it does work. The enzyme inside of it is called bromelain, right? And that enzyme is something that gets inside of our bloodstream, and it breaks down clumped up protein, excess protein. So if we got more of that in our body, of course it's going to help. And some people are shooting down the pineapple theory, and they're saying that they don't think that the pineapple theory works. But in all honesty, I've been having, you know what? You know what's crazy is I think that this beer has pineapple in it. Let me see. It doesn't quite say. But anyways, back on track, I truly believe that the pineapple theory, it does work, but it's not going to completely take away all your floaters, because everybody has like a different case of floaters. Some people have like a lot of them. Like I got a lot of them in both eyes. My left eye is a little more worse, but I don't even know. Like when people tell me things like, oh, I got five floaters in my left eye and two floaters in my right eye, I can't relate with that per se, because I have so many that I can't even count. But honestly, over time, like I've trained my mind, I've shifted my mind to not worry about them so much. In fact, when I see the floaters now, and this is my mindset, and I hope that some of you can benefit from this, but now when I see the floaters, I think in my mind, okay, I know I'm strong enough to deal with these floaters. Let me see if there's people out there that I could help. So that's why I got the YouTube channel World of Floaters. That's why I got the Spotify podcast World of Floaters. I think I'm on like pretty much all podcast platforms except for Apple. I don't know why. Apple's taking forever to put my podcast up. Like it's been up for like 2 months now. And I got like 10, 11 different episodes for people to hear. I'm not sure why it's taking so long to go on Apple, but I am on Spotify and those other ones. Because the dirt in the vision and moving always, brain goes crazy. Viagra makes floaters look packaged. Muchas Volantes. Yeah, Muchas Volantes. There's a book called Muchas Volantes. I looked it up. Muchas Volantes means eye floaters. Yeah. Viagra makes, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't take Viagra, so I'm not really sure about that, but from what I do know about Viagra, and that's so interesting that you mentioned Viagra, because Viagra actually, from what I understand, it loosens up your bloodstreams and thins out your blood so that you get more of a blood flow. So if your blood is flowing at a more rapid rate, it's almost, in a sense, raising your blood pressure, right? I could be wrong. I mean, if I am, make sure you leave something like in the comments on YouTube to kind of correct me. But I believe that's probably why the Viagra is making you see more eye floaters. Because if you got high blood pressure, that's also something that makes you see eye floaters. Let's see. Standing package. I'm not sure what that one is. Let's see here. Yeah. Definitely. I'm checking the World of Floaters Instagram right now. I want to try to stay on a little bit longer today, because my last live stream, I only did 10 minutes and I believe I didn't give people enough of a time to kind of join in so they could chime in. But once again, just to kind of get back on track here with the title of this live stream, it's titled, Can Drinking Beer Cause Eye Floaters? And the answer is simply yes. If you drink too much, you could probably get eye floaters, because if you're like an alcoholic or something like that, having too much of putting too much work on your liver could definitely damage your eyes, because the liver is used to process different minerals to the eye. And that's why if you drink too much alcohol, eventually your eye goes yellow, right? And then also, like, let's say you drink too much and then you're hungover the next day. Your eyes are going to be tired. If your body's tired and your eyes are strained, you're going to see more eye floaters. All right, just took another little sip right there. That's a good beer, man. Once again, LCB Brewery from Tehachapi. Shout out to you. Vitrectomy helps at last. Yeah, you know what? Vitrectomy, I'm not going to do it just yet, because I'm curious to see if some of these natural remedies can solve some of my issues. I want to see if some of these natural remedies can make the floaters subside over time, because the truth of the matter is, if it's floating around inside your eye, gravity is pulling everything down, right? So over time, more than likely, with gravity, your floaters are probably going to go to the bottom of your eye. Now, some of the floaters are stringy, and they might still be connected to the edges of the eye, right? So let's say this is the edge of the eye right here, okay? Let's say this is like the left side of your eye or right side, whatever. And then this is a floater. There might be kind of a string still attaching it, and that might be why your floater is you know, not floating down. Eventually, that string might break off and the floater might go down. And it might just kind of bounce around right below your field of vision. And if you look to the left or look to the right, eventually it might, you know, kind of float around or something like that. You know, that's why I want to give it time with the vitrectomy. Like, I don't see why I'm going to go out and spend thousands of dollars myself on a vitrectomy if it may not even solve my issues. Because where it is, sometimes the vitrectomy only makes matters worse. Like, you might get other issues down the line. Now, there is a lot of people that have gotten the vitrectomy, and the vitrectomy helped them quite a bit. So I think at the end of the day, it's all your discretion and what kind of risk you want to take with your eye. I know this. I only have two eyeballs, right? There's no such thing as like a replacement eye. So I got to treat my eyes the best way I can. You know, I'm going to go get regular checkups on my eyes. I'm going to go to the eye doctor, make sure I got the best prescription and everything like that. 1 second. I believe my daughter's knocking at the door. How can I help you? Okay, we got a little troll walking in the room by the name of Poppy. Oh, it's just my daughter. Hi. Okay. I'm doing a live stream right now and a podcast, and my daughter just walked in the room, right? That is the wonders of fatherhood right there. And by the way, that's one of the best things about life. You know, you got a beautiful family to preoccupy you
Zombie.
We got Poppy in the room.
He's in the monsters under your blanket.
And you know, if you concentrate on your family and all the things that really truly make you happy in life, that's what really matters at the end of the day. And even if you got eye floaters or something that's, you know, causing you a little bit of distress, just focus on the things that make you happy at the end of the day. And make sure you watch Poppy. Good job. I agree. Yeah. Anyways, everybody, I think that's going to conclude the video for today.
I didn't see one eye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for checking this out. Like, comment, and subscribe. All right, we're out of here. World of floaters.
And you're the booty.
Get out of here.